Welcome to The Freelancer's Life, a podcast by and for freelancers, independent contractors, and solo entrepreneurs looking to break free from the typical 9-to-5 life and create the financial and life freedom that many only dream of living. I'm Veronica Buell, the host of The Freelancer's Life, and today I'll be covering the topic of 5 in-demand freelance tech skills. So let's get to it. So you've decided to give working freelance a try, but perhaps you're still a little unsure of which direction to go in. Well, if you're a person with tech skills, you won't have any problem finding your place in the freelance life. However, I would like to note that even though some freelance tech positions require a degree or certification, most do not. The great thing about tech skills is that you either got them or you don't. This is one area in which your ability and experience usually trump a degree or certification in most cases. Number 1, web design. Web design and development is one of the most in-demand jobs in the freelancing market. According to recent calculations, every day more than 547,200 new websites are created globally. Many of these websites are created by individuals trying to do it themselves, and they'll never amount to much. However, a great majority of those sites need web designers to bring them to life. If you have the skills needed to build and design websites, you won't have any problems finding individuals and businesses that need your expertise. Increasingly, businesses across all industry sectors are looking to create a strong online presence, and web designers have what it takes to make that happen. Even businesses that have websites already need web designers to consistently update and redesign their sites in order to stay competitive. As far as tech skills go, the more coding and design experience you have, the better you'll do. In-depth knowledge of JavaScript, CSS, and HTML, among other things, will have you earning more than your fellow freelancers that don't have those skills. However, many individuals in businesses are just looking for someone who's proficient working with WordPress and other website building platforms who can help them out. Although I now have a degree in management information systems that gave me knowledge of several computer coding languages, it wasn't always like that for me. I started building websites for friends and entrepreneurs without a lick of education. I picked up everything I knew at the time by watching YouTube videos, searching the web, and asking people that did have the skills. As a web designer, you need to be able to ask your clients questions so you can better understand their brand. Understanding your clients' needs and desires is of the utmost importance. Delivering the visual identity of their brand is the number one priority, second only to making sure the website is fully functional, user, and mobile friendly. 2, graphic design. The graphic design market is wide open for those who have the skills. 73% of companies invest heavily in designs for their websites and social media posts, just to name a few. However, it's not only websites and social media accounts that require graphic design skills. Literally anyone who does marketing, sales, or is just plain creative needs a graphic designer. From websites to business cards to book covers and billboards, graphic designers are a hot commodity, especially in the day and age of online marketing. Graphic designers not only need to be able to hone in on their clients' needs and overall brand, they also need to keep up to date on the latest design tech. Being proficient in Adobe InDesign and Photoshop, as well as popular software like Canva, is an absolute must. In addition to the growing need for graphic design services, studies have shown that freelance graphic designers usually report being happier because they get to use their creativity constantly. They're also constantly challenged to be more and more creative and develop better skills. Being regularly pushed to expand and grow is another aspect that adds to freelance job satisfaction and new opportunities. There are unlimited opportunities for graphic design services. With projects large and small, if you have the skills to deliver, you will be in demand and making a good freelance living into the foreseeable future. 3, mobile and app development tech skills. If the current pandemic did anything for mobile and app development freelancers, it made your skills even more sought after. Many businesses since the last 2 years have switched to selling their products and services online. Many more businesses have also decided that they had a need for an app to stay in touch with more of their customers. Enter you. If your tech skills lean towards mobile and app development, you are needed more than ever before. With businesses such as restaurants and grocery stores allowing their customers to shop online and have their items either delivered or picked up curbside, there is a huge need for mobile apps to make it all happen. In 2019, statistics indicated that by 2022, annual mobile app downloads would reach 258 billion. This is a 45% increase from 2017's number. In addition, the stats indicated that there would be around 7 billion mobile users around the world by 2021. All this was calculated before the 2020 pandemic hit. This means that the numbers will more than likely be larger than that. In addition, with the rise of AI, machine learning, and voice-enabled personalization, the market is no doubt expanding beyond what anyone had imagined just a few short years ago. If you have the tech skills or are planning to get them, you should have no problem finding a job or even starting your own freelance gig. 4. SEO and social media marketing. SEO and social media marketing are huge right now and growing exponentially by the day. There are so many individuals, businesses, and entrepreneurs that market online using social media that there is a gigantic need for competent, experienced social media and SEO experts. If you have these skills, you will not only be able to find a traditional job, but you will also be able to follow your freelance or independent contractor dreams. Not only do businesses hire their own on-staff social media and SEO experts, but digital marketing agencies and entrepreneurs are always looking for experts in the industry. I started out as a freelance social media manager for several businesses, individuals, and nonprofits years ago. I then was hired by a digital marketing agency as a social media manager. There I managed upwards of 30 businesses' social media accounts on a daily basis. Since leaving the digital marketing agency, I'm now a freelance social media manager and writer. I've even written a book on the subject for those who are new to social media and don't know where to start. If you're also a fan of analytics, then SEO would be a perfect fit for you. SEO involves optimizing websites, blogs, and other online platforms so that they not only show up in web searches more easily, but those things also attract more customers to your client's business. SEO involves interpreting analytics in order to make decisions about the direction of the client's brand and social media marketing campaigns. At a minimum, knowledge of Google Analytics is needed for SEO marketing, and it doesn't hurt to know social media campaigns as well. A person who has knowledge of both SEO and social media marketing will have no problem finding either a job or finding clients in order to start a freelance or independent contractor gig. And lastly, cybersecurity tech skills. Cybersecurity is one of the biggest tech skills needed today. With emerging new technology comes emerging new security risks, as well as baddies who just love to cause harm and chaos. With more and more businesses, entrepreneurs, and individuals going online, the need for cybersecurity experts is expanding exponentially. Cybersecurity requires an in-depth knowledge of the risks that are out there, as well as the mitigation techniques needed to stop cyber attacks. This knowledge needs to be updated virtually on a daily basis and usually requires at least certification from various cybersecurity organizations. These certifications need to be kept up to date and usually require yearly testing in order to keep those certifications. Having said all that, if you have these qualifications, finding work, whether it be as part of an organization or as a freelancer or independent contractor, should not be difficult. Most individuals who have these skills and certifications can almost write their own ticket as far as where to work, who to work with, and how much pay they make. If you love cybersecurity, I can't recommend it enough. This is one of those occupations that is not going away anytime soon. So there you have it, the top 5 tech skills that will virtually skyrocket your chances of starting your own freelance or independent contractor career. Not only are these tech skills in high demand, they're also not in danger of going away anytime soon. If you have any of these skills and wish to embark on a freelance journey, I strongly recommend you get yourself in gear and take action. It's the perfect time in history to take advantages of the challenges and opportunities the last 2 years has produced. Have faith in yourself and take that step into the freelance life. That's it for this episode of The Freelancer's Life. Thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to return next Thursday as we tackle the topic of 11 essential qualities of successful freelancers. I also encourage you to follow or subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast platform so you won't miss future episodes, and I'd love for you to rate it as well. Be sure to also check out our website at www.thefreelancerslife.com and to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I would love to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, and future topic ideas, and encourage you to send those to tflpodcast@thefreelancerslife.com. If you would like to be a guest on this podcast, or you would like to have me on your podcast, you can use that same email to inquire about getting that booked. And lastly, if you like what you're hearing, please consider supporting the Freelancer's Life podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes by going to anchor.fm/thefreelancerslife/support. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and keep moving forward with your freelancer dreams.